guys.
There's a yawn and a stretch.
Yeah, how you doing? Good, good. Us too. Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Getting excited, getting pumped up about all the possibilities of the day, all the stuff life has for us. We're just getting really excited about
it. We're ready to seize the day. And you know what's awesome?
Yeah.
I've been a little tired during the riot when we actually did our show this morning. Now that the show's over.
You feel great?
Wide awake. Man. Wide awake.
Well, whatever you're on, I'll take some.
Yeah. No, it just happened. It's like, oh, this show's done with.
It's a miracle.
Now I can be awake.
Yeah. Nikki did. What you're not going to be able to see during a lot of this podcast is how throughout many of these breaks where I'm talking, Nikki's eyes are closed
or just barely open at all. That's not just because I was tired, but also.
Don't blame the window.
The window. Don't blame the sun. It's the time of the year. The sun was coming in directly and it was glare in my eye. It was just terrible.
Don't blame the window.
Now, you can check out a special bonus today. You get a special Riot video. If you go to Radio U Riot on Facebook or our Radio U Riot YouTube channel, the trend recently has been trying pizza dunked in milk. And so we went and did that, and you can check out if we liked it or not.
Yeah, so find it out, and as I like to say, keep your eyes on Nikki. If you want the most honest response
on how that tasted,
keep your eyes on Nikki.
Radio U Riot, Facebook, and YouTube. Please subscribe while you're there, and that way you'll be notified for any new videos.
All right, anything else you need to get out?
Have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday.
It is the Riot.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the Riot. On Radio U.
If you haven't heard about it yet, over the next couple of days, it's going to be the big, big thing, and that is WikiLeaks. They just dumped what they call Vault 7 CIA documents.
There was a dump. Yes. Oh,
WikiLeaks.
There was.
At a big, big dump. So everybody's sorting through it now to see what they can find, but a few things that have popped up that have been the big ones were, one, the CIA likes to use malware, just like hackers would. They'll use malware that's on your computer, whatever, to hack in, find out what's going on. Yeah. Two, they can hack devices, wireless devices. So, for example, like, let's say that you have an iPhone, and they could just hack into that if they wanted to. And then, finally, they have a little something called Weeping Angel that turns your TV, you know, your smart TV with its camera and its microphone, they can listen to you.
So this was something that I think I've seen the most out of everything.
Yeah, that's been a big one.
About the TV.
Okay, just to be clear, I just assumed they were doing that.
that's not a big shock.
I'm not even being flippant about it. I'm being completely honest. I am not remotely surprised about this, and quite frankly, when we started putting devices in our houses that have microphones, like I have an Echo Dot, I have thought many times, this thing listens all the time. It is always listening and caching the sounds that I'm making.
Yeah.
Like, constantly. That is a microphone that is always on in my house. So the idea that the government doesn't use that is a little naive. I'm sorry. Now, the other side of that is the government listening to what I'm doing?
Probably not.
You know what? If they turn that mic on, that'd be the most boring radio you ever heard in your life. Like, hey, has anybody seen the honey mustard?
It's not like his home life is, or even... I don't even think they'd be terribly interested to hear us here as well. They're just listening to listen, but not like we're not what they're doing.
If you think this show is boring,
you should try the home version.
You should listen to it at home. It is even lamer.
Nice.
So last night, former CIA Chief General Michael Hayden appeared on The Late Show with Colbert, and he said, look, guys, we're not using it to spy on Americans. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. A nudge is as good as a wink, wink, nudge. Come on. There are bad people in the world that have Samsung TVs. Okay.
They just have to listen through everybody to see who they're trying to go after.
The thing that bothers me is that he had to say Samsung TVs.
Which is what? I have a Samsung, I think.
I just bought a Samsung TV. So is he saying like that?
We should get money off then.
I'm a bad person because I have a Samsung TV. Or do bad people also buy Samsung TVs?
They have to listen to find out.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Nikki, allow me to be the first person to wish you a happy International Women's Day.
I'm international. Woo! I'm a woman.
You're every woman.
Thank you.
You represent all of them.
What do we do today? Do I get a lunch or?
I don't know. What do you want to do? Because see, if I told you what you were going to do today,
then
I would be. You're right. Actually, I don't know if you guys heard it, but Nikki just asked me to mansplain International Women's Day to her. Did you guys hear that? She's like, hey, you're a man. Tell me what to do today.
Though I'm a woman, I still like to include everybody.
Why? You know what? I appreciate that spirit of inclusiveness.
I don't want it to be just about me today, far as the show's concerned.
Okay. I don't think... Okay, this is a wiki, how to celebrate International Women's Day. Educate yourself. Learn the history of International Women's Day. It was first celebrated in 1909 to honor the 1908 garment women's strike in New York. Okay? Learn about women's struggle for equality. Learn why the day is important. Celebrate on a global basis. Donate to a local women's shelter.
That's
good. A good one. That's a good one right there.
Out of the whole list.
Eat out for women. Programs like Dining for Women help support women's programs all year round. So we're supposed to find a local group where that's a thing. Do activism. Read about women's accomplishments. Help a close female friend or family member.
So, okay.
What can I get for you, Nikki?
Maybe have something later.
Tell a woman what she means to you. A boss, a family member, your significant other.
But not in a weird way.
Tell her why she's important and all
nice.
The things she does well.
Well, you should be doing this every day.
Thank the women in your life. Treat women with respect. Yeah, one day a year, though. That's
what,
it.
What did you say?
I said just one day a year, though.
The only day.
That one day. And then I'm back to it. Okay, part of treating women with respect for today. For International Women's Day, don't harass women on public transportation about their looks or whether or not they are smiling.
Mm.
I hear that one. Who does
that? One's weird. Like, if you're not smiling, they're like, hey, what's wrong? What's wrong, baby?
How come you're not smiling?
Yeah.
Put a smile on your face.
Do it now.
Smile.
And you're just like weirded out. So
it's a weird one.
You'll smile even less.
All right. Last step on this wiki is raise awareness. Tell other people that it's International Women's Day.
You've done a lot of this list.
I have.
This.
I celebrated Nikki, and I told everybody about it. And so far, I mean, I don't know if I would be, you'd say I was respectful, but I've been disrespectful.
Remember, normally at places that might be celebrating women's movement more during the day, today tend to not like Obi and his
what do I do?
Persona, or just see what you just the colors that you let off. you're just a man.
No, that's okay. That's a different thing. When Nikki and I have been places where they don't like men,
they just don't like,
they don't
and they
like
really
men.
Don't like him.
And all I did was walk in quietly to spend my money there. That's all. I didn't do
anything
wrong.
Yeah.
At all. And I'll have you know, I'm very respectful of women.
No, actually, he very much is.
Not a creep show.
Nope.
I was a generation of men raised by women. I spent my childhood in a beauty shop. So, come on. Like, I know what it's like.
You can celebrate today.
Do you want to talk about feelings? I'm ready to talk about feelings. Do you want to gossip around the hair dryers?
You can do that,
I'll go sit over there at the hair dryers, read Cosmo, and we'll talk. So, and... Before anybody accuses me of stereotyping, as I said, that was my childhood, so I don't want to hear...
That's just where
I'm at. So, I wasn't hanging out with guys at a barber shop. I was hanging out with women at a beauty shop. That's where I lived. So, are we done?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm done.
I believe
hey.
You have given it some time today, and we appreciate
real,
it.
Real talk. Happy International Women's Day. Do something good for the women in your life. And if you're a woman... Still do something good for the women in your life.
That's good.
Got to support each other too.
Or accept something if someone's trying to do something nice for you.
That's exactly right.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation. Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot. Obviously. Radio U.
I don't know if you guys heard about that new Starburst thing that's happening.
They're going to be all pink.
All
a bag full of pink.
Starburst,
which I guess, well, I'm trying to remember if that's my favorite Starburst or not.
Well, is it? Okay.
I think I always liked, wasn't there red ones?
Does anybody else feel like we're about to find out? Do you remember when they made that big thing where you found out that, what was it like, what's the Fruit Loops cereal when you found out that they're all the same flavor?
It's like the Starburst stuff's all the same flavors.
That's what I'm afraid is going to happen. They're going to be like all pink and they'd be like, ha, joke's on you guys. They're all the same flavor.
But, I mean, the wrappers, so those are different.
Which wrappers? You mean like?
It's not a hip-hop. I mean, in our mind, you see, oh, the red ones are like a cherry or something. And then the pink ones are like a pinkish flavor, like a pink grapefruit.
We've got Derek Miter on the phone. Derek Miter, Nikki says all rappers are the same. What do you say? No. Okay. So I agree with you. Like the color triggers something. But what if we find out they're all the same flavor? They're not. I know they're not. I think, now I don't know this, but I think that pink Starburst is like a pink lemonade flavor, right?
Oh, probably. Not pink grapefruit.
Is that? Yeah, because nobody likes grapefruit. I mean, not as a candy. People eat grapefruit because they're like, I'm losing weight. I'm going to eat this grapefruit.
I'm going to have this every morning.
Like, that's possibly.
If I could be having two Starburst every morning instead of a grapefruit, that'd be something.
Well, like at that point, you're about one step away from the air diet. So, how many? What do you have for breakfast? Two Starbursts. You know, I like to get out my knife and fork. No, I make it last.
No, you're still eating breakfast, but that's the grapefruit part of it. Okay. Instead of having a physical grapefruit.
It's part of a balanced breakfast.
Yes, you're having a balanced breakfast that includes two pieces of the candy.
Three eggs, some bangers and mash, and two pink Starbursts.
What about it? Is something wrong with that?
So, you know, okay, again, but like in... I hope this is not for some... No, it does not have a charity name on it or anything, so I can say this. Give me, like, an all-red pack. That's
Yeah, but why can't we have pink next season? That's what everybody's going to say. They're going to make it a woman's thing.
Red is my favorite... It's my favorite one of those. Like,
yes,
when it comes
I
to Starburst,
agree.
I love red Starburst.
All I know is that everybody's just using Oprah memes and stuff online to celebrate this pink pack of Starbursts.
Is pink like the, is that their favorite? Is that like is pink a thing? Like all this year I've been like, no, I love red. And secretly the rest of society is like, red is trash. I want the pink.
I had no idea it was a thing. So I just, that was news to me.
You know what? If you don't know the pink Starburst is a thing, then I'm comfortable not knowing it's a thing.
It probably wasn't a thing.
Because Nikki, you're my gateway into what's important in this world.
But Starburst has said, yes, the pink bag is coming.
All right. Well,
even though a lot of people say that in the ranking of Starburst, pink is the least favorite. So
maybe that's okay. Maybe this is their version of a clearance sale. They're
they
like, hey, guys, we're doing this all pink thing. It's going to be huge. And
that's funny. Pretty
soon, multi-packs don't have a pink Starburst anymore. And when's the last time you had a Starburst?
Halloween.
Yeah, it's got to be then.
Yeah.
Like, I know I haven't had one since then.
That's the one where, like, you're going to the place and they have the bowl of candy and you're like, here's a Starburst.
Because, I mean, for sure, Starburst is not a Christmas thing and it's definitely, definitely not a, what happens in February? People love each other.
Valentine's Day.
It's not a Valentine's Day.
So the all-pink edition from Starburst will come out next month in April and they'll be... they'll be taken out. Like, they're not just there forever. So it's a limited time only.
All right, Nikki, just got a text here. Hey, did you know about the carrot cake Hershey Kisses?
The carrot cake Hershey Kisses? We've had those.
We did. If you would have been watching the Riot Live anniversary event. No, we actually ate those in here, didn't we?
Wrong. We had those during our Riot Live anniversary event.
Well, you know what? I was sitting next to you. It's all
details,
a blur.
It just is all crazy.
It's all a blur. But yeah, we did have those.
Those were actually really good.
I think there's some still in the break room.
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves. We'll be right back.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's the Riot.
So Nikki and I said, hey, text us stuff and we'll have to eat it.
Well, there's a little bit more context to
that. There is. If you guys would take some time and stop by the Radio U or the Riot Facebook page today, you will see that Nikki and I... dipped pizza in milk because it was a thing.
That was a trending thing. Still is this week. So we thought we'd try it. And you can see if we liked it or not. Again, Radio U or Radio U Riot, either place
on
our Facebook page will be the video.
Keep your eyes on Nikki. Not that you wouldn't have anyway, but you know, it's fine. Also want to say what is up to Ryan. He just
I love your email, Ryan, so much.
He emailed riot@radiou.com and he said, hey, have you heard of this thing? I I think it's called a wing buffet.
Like, you know, if we get a text or an email from you guys, we need to try these things. And you're right, Ryan. I think we should try a wing buffet. We've never done that.
Where do you even find
those?
Okay,
now if you're new to the show, you're like, what? And we have many times. We go often, and that's the joke of that.
Oh, man.
But Ryan, thank you for being so clever.
Let's see. Bridget said, Andy's Mints has a candy bar.
Ooh, hello. Is that the little the green and chocolate mint that you get?
You go to Olive Garden, they give you Andy's Mints at the end.
The Andes?
They know the food wasn't that good, but give them these mints, they'll be back.
Well, that's your lasting memory, your memories of chocolate and mint.
Because when I was a kid, I can remember the moment I discovered you could buy those in a store.
Oh, you thought it was only at restaurants?
I'd only ever had them at a restaurant, and seeing them, it was like, you mean we could have as many as we wanted?
We don't have to just eat and pay for the whole meal?
But I want you to know that I've never bought Andy's Mints, like to eat them. Because just like Doritos and other things, I don't feel responsible enough to have those on hand at any given time. Kyle says we should. Oh, he wanted me to go and eat the pizza out of the break room, which, you know, this, let's be honest, that's going to happen at some point today, whether it happens right now or later. That's definitely a thing.
Now, along the trend of the pizza dipped in milk, Megan had texted that we should try cold pizza and mayonnaise.
Oh, gosh.
But I don't like mayonnaise, Megan. I'm sorry. It's just so weird.
The mayonnaise is just
clumpy, lumpy, and then in the pizza. It may be because it's just so early and I've only had carrot cake, Hershey Kisses to eat, but I just don't feel like mayonnaise right now.
Do you know what it tastes like when you throw up a carrot cake, Hershey Kiss?
Mayonnaise.
Because I do. Because it just happened.
Maybe it's delicious and it's amazing and we just don't know. But,
carrot cake vomit?
No, the mayonnaise pizza thing.
Oh, okay.
But we can only try one pizza trend a week, so we'll leave it at pizza and milk.
Hey, I love the pizza I had yesterday. Well, I could totally, like, milk aside, we went to this place and they had a Pepsi Spire. And can I tell you, that's the Coke Freestyle, but the Pepsi one, it was so good. The cherry Mountain Dew that I made for myself yesterday.
He kept sitting next to me. He's like, this is just the best.
It was so good. But, hey, don't act like I was the only
one.
I was
doing the same thing.
What did you have?
I had Sierra Mist with cherry and vanilla. Just the vanilla, if you add that to a soda, is just a little hint of something, like under your tongue. Yeah. Where you're like, what is that? Just beautiful.
I'm not a huge vanilla fan, but I went ahead and, like, while we were there, I'm just playing with this machine. So, like, I tried vanilla Mountain Dew. That was a weird one that actually was okay.
Yeah.
I also tried strawberry Mountain Dew.
I don't like the strawberry flavor.
That's out. And then I finally settled back on, what was the other option they had? There was vanilla, cherry, strawberry, and
lemon, or...
Yeah, I didn't do... I just don't really like lemon. So I ended up again with a...
Mountain Dew, though. It's kind of lemony, isn't it?
Well, it's a mix, okay?
Is
it? You know, it's not just
seems
lemon.
Like it is just lemon.
It's a... Oh, no way!
A lemon, like, lime?
It is a citrus-flavored drink, and while the lemon is in the citrus family, Nikki, there's a lot of flavors in there.
Okay.
So... Take that, put some that cherry. There's something so alive about that. I felt so alive when I was drinking that cherry. Everything came together.
If you ever met us and came to eat lunch with us, it'd be exactly like you thought it would be.
Whatever. We just sit there calmly.
It's like, I love this soda.
It's the Ryan.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
So many of you guys texting this morning and... presenting us with scary things, like Jenna, who said that her mom used to make her Miracle Whip and grape jelly sandwiches.
Oh, again, just on the too early for that. Though, I bet you it's similar to, like, if you've had, like, say, a toasted bagel with cream cheese, and then you put some jelly on it.
I've had that. That seems perfectly reasonable.
So it seems kind of along those lines. Maybe,
but
that's
gross.
Why.
Gross.
Well. Okay. I was going to let the person judge and decide that.
No way. I'm judging.
But it does sound weird.
Oh.
But she said it was always good.
She said her mom hated to make it, but she loved it. Where do you even come up with that? That sounds like one of those weird, like,
old
pregnancy stories.
No, like, it seems like...
Oh, yeah, when I was pregnant, I always had Miracle Whip and grape jelly with pickles. Yeah.
It seems like an old recipe from, like, the 1900s when all they had was Miracle Whip.
Yeah, this'll cure your cold.
Yeah, you'd put
Miracle
it on...
Miracle Whip and jelly.
You'd put it on, like, your leg if you had a cut, and then you could eat it for a sandwich.
You put it on your feet, and then you put your socks on. And makes you...
Yes, because they always say, what's that stuff you're supposed to put on your feet if you get a cold?
Vicks Vapor Rub.
Is this real?
You're supposed to rub it on your feet and put on socks.
And
it
then
makes
in the
no
morning,
sense.
You're like healed. It's a miracle. Like Miracle Whip!
Which is a kind of mayonnaise.
Yes, and we've gone all the way around.
Is Miracle Whip mayonnaise?
No, I don't want to sound stupid, so.
Oh, we're way past that.
I think Miracle Whip's a little bit different than
Miracle
mayonnaise,
Whip.
But it's basically the same. It's just a different, like, recipe.
Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise.
And now we know.
Kraft keeps Miracle Whip's exact oil content a secret. The company confirms that it is too low to meet the mayo standard. So maybe the idea, you think Miracle Whip was supposed to be like, hey, this is healthy, so it doesn't have as much oil in it?
Or does it have more oil in it?
No, it has less.
Less oil?
Yeah, they say if it had more, you could call it mayonnaise, but it doesn't have enough.
What else are they putting in there then?
I don't want to know. I just don't want it at all. This is like the third time this morning we've been talking about mayonnaise.
We didn't bring it. Listeners are bringing it up.
I get that. It really was Jenna that said you should have Miracle Whip and grape jelly.
Maybe grape jelly is like a fixer of all things.
Maybe if you had like a blackberry jam where the blackberries are fresh and you made a fresh blackberry jam. That's so good. Oh my gosh. You just
we'll have that without
it.
The Miracle Whip.
Yeah, you know what?
Or
I'll
the
tell
mayonnaise.
You what? I'll take that blackberry jam sandwich. But if you want to go ahead and hold the mayonnaise.
Hold the main thing out of the whole sandwich.
In fact, you know, I want to get you out of the kitchen altogether. Could you just not?
I'm trying to think if there's any other weird sandwiches. Everything else has been pretty normal.
What do you mean that we've heard this morning?
Yeah, or just in general. Like, I never really grew up with like a weird one that would make.
Okay, I think something weird that I used to do, and this may just, I feel like this tells too much about who I am, but I used to put Doritos on peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, that's not weird.
That doesn't seem...
That's efficient. When you put, if you're having a sandwich and you have your chips on the side,
and
you put your chips on the side on the sandwich, then that's being efficient.
Yeah. I just feel like it sounds like one of those weird things. Like, I used to smash my bread really hard and then I would eat it. And also, I ate in a corner alone every day during
Wendy,
lunch.
Wendy, what is that? Oh, Wendy.
Banana and mayonnaise?
Oh, man.
Oh!
What is wrong?
Okay, but in fairness, is there anything that they could say that a mayonnaise sandwich that we would be like, oh, it's so good?
Oh, so yeah, that's something. I'm just trying to read all these.
Yeah, no, that's no good. I mean, I would do a peanut butter and banana sandwich. I'd still do that.
No, that's fantastic.
I'll tell you what's really good. You make some toast, you put some peanut butter on it, and then cut up a banana and put it on top. It's delicious.
A little bit of honey?
Sure. All right.
If you notice how during that whole thing, none of us said mayonnaise.
Like at no point.
In that sandwich construction, did you have that?
At no point did that come up. No. No, no, no. So you know what? Keep your mayo. Nikki and I are going to be happy over here. I'll have ham on one, hold the mayo.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Nikki just passed me a blog from the people at Gizmodo. They built the IKEA bike, which I forgot that IKEA started making bikes.
Yes, that's why I sent it to you. Yeah.
They have one bike called the Slada. Or would that be the Slada?
Slada.
Okay, sure. Slada?
Something.
Sladda.
That thing.
We're not Swedish, okay? Okay. $400.
I find that to be so expensive.
That seems like a really high price to me.
And normally IKEA, like, that's more than you could outfit your whole room in furniture from IKEA, and it'd be less than the Slada bike.
Mm-hmm. $400 just seems like a lot.
And you have to build it yourself.
So, but they say that this $400, this is a quote from the article, crews are built to outrun and outlast anything else you could buy for that price at your local bike shop. So one of the things about it is it's got a special kind of, they say, drive mechanism in it called a belt drive.
Is that why it's so expensive?
Which is different than what other bikes have. Just to be clear, I don't know what that is or how that works, but they say that it is much, much more comfortable and makes for a better ride. It does only have two gears, and they say that riding a bike on it is a nightmare. Riding up a hill.
Wait a minute, I don't understand. How can a bike ride a bike? I don't know. I don't want to, you know, ask you in case
Nikki's
I'm
world
the stupid
just
one.
Exploded.
I don't know. Anymore.
How can a bike ride a bike?
I don't know. Is it possible?
How can a hot dog eat itself? I don't understand.
Just don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, so that's where we're at. But
it's good
that
what they call like a city bike. So if you're just really just cruising, but not going up up or down a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm. So $400. You have to assemble it yourself. This guy said that it was very hard to assemble. And that just is a, I don't know. Like, am I dumb? Okay, because I feel like I could go to Walmart and get a bike for like $100. And a Walmart, this does not look any better to me.
This is, you've been on a city bike, right?
No.
I've
seen them, but.
Oh, I thought, like, I went on the ones in D.C.
Right.
And every city now has a city
bike.
Yeah,
they're everywhere.
But basically, it's the one that you can pick up. You just usually get a rental fee, unless you're under the amount of time and you just hop from bike place to bike place. And then you can not be charged anything for it.
I'm embarrassed to tell you that I was a little more Uber and a little less city bike.
How could you? Come on!
I did a lot of walking and Ubering, but I didn't go in between with the bike.
Well, that's disappointing.
I'm a terrible person.
You are.
Not that we
didn't
already
know that. But it's a similar bike structure and a similar bike feel to that.
Okay. Well, that's what everybody's... I'm choking on the price tag. I guess I'm just a huge cheapskate. I want to know, though. Walmart. Let's find out. Let's look for a bike at Walmart and see how much one would cost. I'll put adult bike because I don't need a kid's bike. I also don't need nothing freaky.
You just want a normal bike.
26-inch men's Kent Bayside cruiser bike. It looks almost identical, but it comes in black. Thank you.
$99.
Yeah, and it looks like it has a couple of gears instead of just two.
I don't even want to hear it anymore.
You know what?
What?
When my bike rides its bike in here.
I don't know. It seems like it only has a couple of gears. You know, not like the two that the IKEA
has. Seven gears. I meant a few. If that's how it's going to get in here, let's get started.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
Hey, I found something on the AVS forums for calibrating your TV, if you care at all. And a few people have texted, email me riot@radiou.com and I'll send it to you. That would be one of the two people that raised their hand. So
you're more than welcome to.
I was just hoping Nikki would be able to help me. You know, if you wanted to poison the staff here at Radio U, there are two things that you could do. One is drop off a box of anything because they'll eat anything.
As long as, well, we don't, we do
and
get
we
a
brought
little.
Out the, we, this box of onions.
If you
dang it.
Brought a box of delectable treats that were from a, like an established, you know, restaurant or something.
Right.
We get a little nervous around homemade stuff. Because then you can slip something in.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not eating it.
That's when we get, yes, a little worried.
Like, hey, freak show at the door. Okay.
But if you bring in like donuts, okay. Then it'd be harder for you to put some poison in there.
Well, yeah, which it wouldn't. Just a syringe and you're good to go.
Okay. Yes, you're right.
I'm just telling you, Nikki, that's because we'll
it is truthful because, I mean, they're willing to go that distance for it.
The other terrible thing would be if you pull a little something into coffee water. Just something.
Or in like, the coffee, like coffee the beans
maker.
And stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what somebody did at Yale. Did you see this? Sterling Hall Medical School, Yale. They had four people that tested positive for sodium azide. Someone put it in the Keurig.
Azide. Oh, wait, that's
azide. I don't think they think it's as funny
right
now.
It's not the same. It's not when you're sick like that. That is not.
They say it leads to lightheadedness, passing out. And
we have that anyways.
Well, I mean, some people do, but then there's a couple of other symptoms like.
Yeah, well, I hear you.
The other.
And the other. We don't have a sound effect for anything else. We don't. That's as gross as it gets.
It's true. It's true. That one takes longer, but it's fine. So they had...
Was someone intentionally putting it in the coffee maker, or what was someone doing?
Well, they're pretty sure. That's not something that just comes through the water supply, because if it came through the water supply...
Well, I didn't know if were they not washing their hands after lab or something, and like that was the person making the coffee?
Well, the university spokeswoman said that they are now doing independent lab tests on the machine to figure out, like, okay, was it in the water? Was it in the cups? Was it in, did somebody, like, put it in the pods? Like, what exactly happened? But they are, at this point, fairly certain that...
Someone's tampering with it?
Someone absolutely has tampered with the Keurig down at Yale. So... Don't drink from the coffee there. That's the worst. Like, how many times have I've done that where I'm in public and they're like, oh, they have a Keurig. That's great. And you'll get some and you just assume it's going to be okay.
Well, they kind of, that's why they put that out there, because you do think, oh, it'll be safer. It's individual. And
right.
We don't realize something could be coming else, like in with the water.
Man, guys, why you got to ruin everything like that? Dang it.
Why can't we just have our drink?
Can't we just enjoy something? No, you can't. You're getting poisoned down at Yale. So
now they're still looking for the person?
Yeah, they are. It gets a little rough in there down at the Yale school.
I just like how first person who gets sick, people are like, oh, it's fine. Second person, maybe something's going on.
Did you have the fish too?
Third person, they're trying to figure it out.
Something's wrong.
Fourth person, they figured part of it out, but they're just trying to find out who.
Everybody put the coffee down now.
Don't drink it anymore.
Like, screw you, man. I'm exhausted.
Well, then you got to weigh your options there. Like, you're getting sick on one side, but you're not tired.
You're like, I'm so lightheaded. You know what? I need another cup of coffee.
Even if it's poisoned.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
If you wonder what we've been doing, we've been watching people throw up on YouTube for like 10 minutes.
Sometimes when you watch one video, that leads to, like, you know,
lots
the others, and you're just stuck in the YouTube hole, and that's
lots
what we've been doing.
One of our personal favorites, the girl on the plane throwing up, and you can see her filling the bag, and then the plane does a flip, and so it all just pours out on her. That's a good one.
That's a classic. Now, if you're not into that, and you still want to watch something on YouTube, you can check out, we updated on Radio U Riot, our YouTube channel, and our Facebook page, a trend that has been happening the last couple of days, which is pizza dunked in milk, so we gave that a try.
Watch Nikki.
No throwing up. This is not a throw-up video. But,
I didn't say there was, but you know what?
To find out what really happened, you do need to watch the video.
You totally do. Something that Nikki and I struggle with a lot is sleep. It really comes down to not really wanting to sleep.
Not like we couldn't. I just don't want to.
Well, you know what? It's complicated because, like, right now, I really want to sleep.
Sure.
I desperately want to sleep. But the moment you remove any obligation from me, like, hey, Obadiah, you have to be at work. As soon as you set me free, I'm going to be wide awake and more alive than I've ever been.
So it's like at nighttime when you should be going to sleep, that's when you don't want to.
Don't want to go to sleep because you don't make me go to sleep. I don't want to. I don't want to do that. Why do you want to make me do that?
So it's a problem.
Sure.
And then again, on other, some nights I actually do legitimately have a problem going to sleep, but that's a different story altogether. I want to say hi to Erin. She actually sent us this study, Nikki, from Duke University.
Yeah.
In which they were looking at people who live in a remote farming village in Madagascar. Here's something fascinating that emerged from this. I didn't know this. There are approximately 1 billion people on Earth that have no access to electric lighting.
Really?
1 billion.
So are they
the number
sleep
is
deprived?
Higher than I expected. Well, turns out they are.
So everybody just has a problem sleeping?
They say that in this village, now they only had 21 people in the study, but they basically gave them watches, kind of like a Fitbit and some other things to just track their sleep patterns. And here's what they found is the 21 people that they tracked, none of them really got a good night's sleep because they all live very close together. And while people weren't watching TV or having electric lights, people were still partying. They were people would be up late, like there was still firelight and all this stuff. So people would go to bed. They said on average, almost all of them got up at some point in the night and were up for 1 to 2 hours in the middle of the night and then went back to bed.
Weird.
And then what they would do is they would wake up getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep at the most, but would never complain about being tired. But most of them in the middle of the day would take a 30 to 60 minute nap.
Well, maybe that's what we need to do.
And then just go back about their day. Very little complaining about how tired they were.
Well, that's because they're not around a group of complainers. Like, that would change. If they came and suddenly moved in with the Riot Studios, then we would change that.
Think about that idea, though. A lot of people have talked about the idea. They say that basically the modern expectation of an 8-hour night of sleep
is ridiculous. No one.
Theories are that historically humans have not done that. That whole idea of sleep in two parts, we've even talked about that on the show, that some historians think that people would get up in the middle of the night for an hour or so and then go back to sleep for another 3 or 4 hours. So they would end up sleeping somewhere between 6 and 8 hours.
But one long stretch.
Right. They would have a break in the middle of sleep that would have them get up, et cetera, et cetera. So
we need to go back to having a nap time.
I could totally do that. I could get up in the middle of the night for a little while and then go back to sleep.
But I feel like, yes, it has to be. It's hard for me to take a nap, you know, like in the afternoon and right in the middle in between bedtime and getting up in the morning. I'm more tired a couple hours after I get up, like earlier in the morning.
Sure.
So I'd rather have an earlier nap.
I feel that.
Not midday.
It seems to come in waves. Like I could take, let's say like 9 or 10 o'clock. I could take a nap then.
Yeah.
Or 2:30 to 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon.
That's your prime spot.
I don't understand what it is, but like my energy level, and I feel like I've been this my whole life. Like at that point, I just hit this spot where I'm like, I'm so tired. And I can either fight through it or abandon it and just sleep.
And take a nap, which maybe you're supposed to do.
I sleep on my best days, like if I get to do what I want, I take about a 15 to 20 minute nap in the afternoon, and that's awesome. Sometimes I don't even sleep. Sometimes I just lay there and I let the TV talk to me.
That's another topic.
Just talk to
me. That's something else.
Just fill my time. So, Aaron, thanks for sending that in. Nikki, you could fit right in with these Madagascar farmers, what with the goats and all.
I could just do what they're doing.
It's the future, Nikki. I see you as a farmer.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
Every once in a while on the internet, something emerges that becomes a thing. And yes, of course, you can watch the Riot dipping pizza in milk, but let's be honest, dipping pizza in milk is something that the internet did one day, and then most of us will forget about it and we'll move on until you see Nikki's face in that glorious video that you can find on our Facebook pages
and our YouTube page at Radio U Riot.
But here's something that I think might be an internet game changer. You guys are, of course, familiar with Godwin's Law.
Yeah.
On the internet. Godwin's Law is this. This is me paraphrasing it, but basically, the longer that an online discussion continues, the closer the likelihood of someone being referred to as Hitler reaches one. Basically, if you talk long enough, somebody's going to call somebody Hitler.
But I feel like with our most recent political climate, even not just this last couple of months, but even the last couple of years, it's quicker than it ever was online.
Quicker than ever.
Yeah, to be something that happens.
Yeah, so there's that. But something new has emerged that I think might be just,
it's
not
as law?
Good, but it's good. It's not a law. They're calling it a rule. Laidlaw's rule. This is new, but it's good. It's how you can improve any novel by changing its second line to, and then the murders began.
Oh, totally changes the tone.
Yeah. So the first line, he says it's the first line of any story or any novel can be changed to that. And I'm saying it's a him, but it actually might be, nope, yeah, it's a guy. So Laidlaw's rule, and the internet today is absolutely full of examples of people using Laidlaw's rule. He was an old man who fished alone in a skiff in the Gulf Stream, and he had gone 84 days without taking a fish, and then the murders began. Fantastic.
So after the second line or the first line?
Well, you leave the first line.
Okay, and then you put it in there.
Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say they were perfectly normal. Thank you very much. And then the murders began. And then my personal favorite. I wonder what Piglet is doing, thought Pooh. And then the murders began.
And then the murders began.
One sunny Sunday, the caterpillar was hatched out of a tiny egg. He was very hungry. And then the murders began.
That's a really clever one. I like it.
They call it Laidlaw's rule. So you've got Godwin's law, Laidlaw's rule, and we get one
space
more rule,
more.
And it's everything that you need. And the second law of thermodynamics. Boom. You got everything you need.
This one's very clever.
So I really, really like it. So today, when you're being forced to read something you don't really like, and then the murders began, maybe just what you need to make it through.
Make it your own.
That's inserting that sentence,
yes,
not beginning
like
to
class was and then
yeah. And so again. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. it's just something you do. It's just a joke. You just put it in there. Okay.
Is everything a joke to you? No, just
you think this is a game?
I mean, messing with classic literature a joke to you? That might be what your professor says, but
they should appreciate it. And if they don't, you can tell them they're no good. And I said that.
This was the worst of the riots, and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
You know, it's an artistic and cultural merit.